Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good middle of the night, wherever you may find yourself around the world.
Hello and welcome to DevelopPod episode 16. This is the podcast from the IATEFL Teacher Development Special Interest Group. My name is James Taylor and I'm normally joined by Christian and Tanya, but they're not going to be presenting with me today. However, they will be appearing very soon. So in today's episode, we thought we would do something a little bit different. The episode is in conjunction with a forthcoming newsletter for our TDSIG members. So what we thought we would do is ask the members of the TDSIG committee to contribute some of their ideas on the theme. And what is that theme, I hear you ask? It is quick tips to help you with your development. So let's begin with a familiar voice. Let's hear from Christian, who's going to give us his quick tip.
So we all lead busy lives, and there's so much pressure on us to do and to develop and to reflect, not least within this DevelopPod itself. And I would like to pull back and be reflective on the development itself. First of all, make sure you log your CPD, what you've done over the last year. And for the next period, whether it be 3 months, 6 months, a year, further down the line, then set yourself smart objectives. But for me, that's not enough. We need to reflect on how well CPD is serving us as well as our organization. Because there's so much pressure on us to continually develop. How can we assess that? Well, perhaps, first of all, is it useful for me and the organization? Is it useful? There's two parts to that. But more than that, does it serve me in terms of does it make me happy? And if the answer is no, it's not efficient, it's not useful, or no, it really doesn't make me happy, then we're doing something wrong. We need to tweak that or change it completely. So coming back to a reflective model, started off the forefather of reflection, and that is Donald Schon in the 30s, and later developed by others, particularly John Dewey in the 80s, 90s. And Dewey said, well, let's look at reflection in action, during action, during our teaching, for example, and reflection on action, so afterwards. And linked to that, of course, is for action, to go onwards to teach, and what are we going to develop and change. We can problematize a situation, our teaching, or indeed our teacher development. So if it's not serving you, do something different or change what you're doing, tweak it, or do nothing. Sometimes we need to do nothing and rest. That's arguably when we get the best ideas.
So thank you, Christian, for some great advice. As always, he's making us think and reflect. So now let's hear from our other regular developer presenter, Tanya, with her suggestion.
Hi, everyone. My TD tip revolves around curating some good print resources and keeping them accessible. So for me, I have a subscription to English Teaching Professional magazine. And often when I receive it, what I'll do is I'll have a really quick look through it to see if I can find any articles that I'm really interested in looking at, and I'll put little tabs. Then later, if I have time, 5 minutes, 20 minutes while I'm having a coffee at my desk, I'll go back and I'll review those. And sometimes I find that if I still don't really have time to read the article properly or even kind of consider how I might want to implement the idea in the article, I'll take a photocopy of the page and pin it up on my corkboard. So I get this kind of constant visual reminder of, oh yeah, there's this thing I want to try out or I want to incorporate. The other thing I do is I'll pick up a book at a conference, for example, Sandy Millen's Tips for Teacher Training, and I'll just keep it out on my desk. Now, obviously, my desk can be a little messy sometimes as I have a couple things out, but I find having that constant visual reminder of materials that I really want to go back to, that I really want to take another 10, 15 minutes to look at, I find that really useful as just an ongoing practice. And again, having that opportunity to look at some photocopied stuff that I've put up around my desk as another kind of reminder of, oh yeah, when I have 5 minutes, I want to include that.
Thank you, Tanya. And let's stay in Canada and on the topic of organizing and taking notes of your development. So let's hear from our coordinator, Tyson.
One quick TD tip that I find useful for myself that I can do while learners are busy in group work or quickly after class is over is commenting on documents that I use during class. I generally find that I work out a rough outline or sometimes a more detailed lesson plan on paper before I go into class, but I rarely articulate what I'm going to say or how I'm going to introduce something. Then, you know, things that happen during the class that I don't anticipate, like student confusion over some instructions or an activity fell flat for some reason, or maybe I changed the order of activities and that worked really well, or sometimes a magical explanation comes to me spontaneously, or a new idea on how I want to use the materials, or even what I include comes to me at that moment. These things I find are easy to forget when I don't write them down, and then the next time I come to using the same materials, sometimes that's an entire year later for me, I think, oh yeah, I remember this part didn't work, or what did I do last year that worked so well? I know it was something. So sometimes when I have a couple of minutes during class, and quite often for about 5 minutes after class, I try to go onto my materials, which are usually docs or slides or whatever, and I leave myself a short comment that summarizes these magical moments, so to speak. Future Tyson is very grateful. So this is one quick teacher development tool for me because it's both reflective and works towards change for the better of myself and for my learners. Plus, it's pretty fast and has a high return on investment.
So let's now cross the pond. And now we're going to hear from Mike, who's also got a suggestion about keeping records, but he's going to do it in a rather different way.
So my quick tip for teacher development is something that might seem a bit obvious or maybe even silly. However, I think it's something that's becoming much more accessible, so that there's no reason why most teachers couldn't do this. It's a tip that focuses more on a practical aspect of teaching rather than anything theoretical or based on activities in the classroom. And what it is simply stopping to take pictures regularly of your whiteboard. And the reason for doing this is that you get a record of the board work that you've put up. And you can do a few things with this. One, you can make your course more accessible for your students by providing them with a record of your board work and all the words, phrases, grammar, or anything else that you've put up there. They can do that in tandem with their own notes. You can also use this to review your work for yourself and see whether you need to work on any aspects of tidying up your board work, or perhaps organising it in a slightly better way, perhaps. Maybe you want to have different sections for vocab structures that you're working on. Maybe you just want to have more space rather than filling the board up. As I said, I think this is a really easy thing that we can do. Most of us nowadays have smartphones with a camera, and you can take pictures at the end of the lesson, but also throughout the lesson, to get snapshots of how you're working. And you can use that to perhaps develop what you're doing for the future and perhaps even plan your board work a bit more focused.
Thanks, Mike. You say it sounds obvious, but I wonder how many teachers actually pay that much attention to their board work. Also on the theme of keeping a record, let's listen now to Serkan.
My quick TD tip is keeping a diary and spending just 5 minutes at the end of each day to reflect on your teaching. I keep a diary regularly. At the end of each day, I try to reflect on my lessons and I write what went well and what I would change next time in my lessons. I also include my students' feedback on my lessons in my reflection. I generally give students half sentences to complete, 3 or 4 half sentences. So again, this evaluation just takes 5 minutes. I include students' evaluations in my reflection as well. And at the end of the semester, I identify one or two areas to work on in the next semester and try to be a better teacher.
The teacher's diary is always a good idea and always a classic of our professional development. Another person who has spoken about the role that the students can play in our development is Chris.
My top TD tip involves involving your students. So say, for example, if you are engaging in a reflection task on your own teaching, maybe you're looking to see something about your instructions or your materials or pacing, achievement of learning outcomes, things like this, then it makes perfect sense not only for you to reflect after the class or during the class upon the success of those yourself, but to actually try to include the students in the reflection process with you, and to try to bring them into your process of development, I suppose, and kind of allow that voice to grow and to exist in the class. I think it's very frequently teachers are a little bit afraid of maybe involving the students or allowing the students to judge their performance. But if you create a good relationship within the class and the students feel like they are able to judge you on certain merits and are able to let their voice be heard in the process, then it can be really, really beneficial, I think, long term.
One thing I've found difficult over the years is just the sheer volume of stuff that is out there that can help us to develop. So giving us some suggestions, some help to deal with that, is Cecilia.
Okay, so my tip for development is many times when I'm looking at Facebook and things like that, I come across a gazillion articles and videos that I find interesting, but that I may not have the time to read or to watch at that moment that I come across it. So I always save it, and I've organized my saved links on Facebook. So every day I have a time specified in each day that I go back and I read an article or I watch one of those videos, always related to teaching, teacher development, whatever the topic of my interest is at the time. So I've conditioned myself to read something or watch a video related to teaching every day of the week. So that's it. I hope you find it interesting or you find it useful.
Well, I don't know about you, but I think I'm going to find that tip very useful. Adam now, and he's here with another tip, which also concentrates on how we can use our time more productively.
So my quick tip, I would simply title, Utilizing the Photocopy Time. Now, you know how it is. You go and use the photocopier, and someone's there. Oh, terrible, isn't it? You have to wait for them to finish, and who knows how long that's going to be. Because they don't like telling you, do they? Well, use this time intelligently. Ask them what they're doing. If they're teaching the same course as you, they might have just made something that you can use in your class. You never know. Of course, a lot of people don't want to share, and okay, fair enough, that's their prerogative. But you'll quickly learn who those people are, and you don't need to ask them again. But equally, you'll find a lot of people who are quite happy to share what they've done. And if, like me, they work on a just-in-time kind of time frame where they prepare something for the class they're about to teach, you might find it's something that can immediately be useful to you. Now, it could be just a handout. It could be an activity that they've just created. Or they may just be using a material that you're going to use, but doing it in a different way. So just use that time intelligently. I mean, they're just standing around waiting for their photocopies to finish as well. So talk to them. How are they planning to use it? What are they using? Do you have access to it? Will they give you access to it? What else? Oh, of course, pay it forward too. If you've created something and you're photocopying it and someone comes and looks and, oh no, how long is he going to be? Well, first of all, be courteous and say, I'm going to be about 2 minutes. Oh, and by the way, I've just created this for that class that I know you're teaching as well. Would you like to take a look? Here's a spare copy. Oh, it makes the whole world such a more wonderful place to be teaching in, don't you think? So, my TD quick tip, use that photocopy time more effectively, and you never know what you're going to get out of it.
You'll never look at the photocopier the same way again. Now, everyone has had their turn, so it only seems fair that I get to have a go as well. And for my quick tip, I'm going to suggest that you examine what it is that you enjoy doing when you are thinking about your professional development, and what is it that you find most rewarding? Because there are so many different ways. As you've heard on the podcast today, we've had people talking about reading journals, finding things on social media, blog posts, videos, getting feedback from our students. There are so many different ways, of course, and there are many beyond this. And I think we have to consider, what is it that we find rewarding? What is it that helps us to develop as teachers? The important thing, of course, is that we're doing something, but we shouldn't necessarily try to do everything. So let's concentrate on what it is that we find rewarding, and then maximize that to help us to become better teachers. So let's finish the podcast now in the same way that we started, with a tip from Christian, who's back again now with another sage piece of advice.
So final tip for teacher development from me: doing nothing. I find that kind of tricky. Well, we all have our own way, right? Go for a run, make a cake, meditate, even feels like doing something sometimes. Then you can do something practical to assess your teacher development. Well, maybe, for example, you can draw a picture of your teacher development. How does that make you feel? Draw a picture associated with it, or a series of doodles, and see what comes up. Give yourself time to do that, 10 minutes, with some colored pencils. See what comes out of it. Or if that's not for you, then draw a graph. You might think about the y-axis being your development over time, and the x-axis, perhaps the two variables I mentioned before. One, efficacy, and you can draw a line graph over time. How efficient, how effective has been your teacher development for yourself, and for your company, and for your students? There could be three lines there. But the most important line, perhaps, is how happy has that made you feel over time? Draw that with big love hearts, or otherwise, through time.
So I think that brings us to the end of this episode of DevelopPod. Thank you for listening. My name is James Taylor, and if you want to stay in touch with TDSIG, then you can find us on social media at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the show so the next episode just arrives right there in your podcast player of choice. All that remains is for me to thank all of our TDSIG contributors for appearing on the show today. So thank you, Christian, Tanya, Tyson, Mike, Serkan, Cecilia, Adam, and Chris. And of course, a big thank you to you for listening. Until the next episode, we'll see you then.